contributory to the spirit of anti-Semitism, which was always under the surface in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. But officially, the government, the emperor, was pro-Jewish to the extent that he protected Jewish rights and to the extent that he allowed Jews the opportunity to be economically viable. That is one of the main differences, and you have to understand that difference when you see differences in Jews depending upon which ethnic group they belong to. The Hungarian Jews are different than the Lithuanian Jews. It's not a matter of religion or belief. It's a matter of circumstances, environment, and what they were accustomed to and the type of lifestyle. The Jews in Hungary basically were not poor. They were not poverty-stricken. They didn't live off of potatoes the whole winter, the way Jews in Lithuania were. And the Jews in Hungary and in the Austro-Hungarian Empire did not have an unemployment rate of 40%. And because of those circumstances, a different type of lifestyle existed, a different type of a viewpoint of life. And you can see it today here in the United States I don't want to sound chas v'sholem anti-Hungarian. When the Messiah will undoubtedly be Hungarian, but the I used to mention to my members in Miami Beach, I was a rav in a shul that had a predominantly Hungarian population. So I said they had the best of all worlds. They had a Lithuanian rabbi and a Hungarian congregation. A number of years, 12 years ago when I first came to New York, so after I was here for 4 or 5 weeks, I was mugged in the office of the OU by a New York resident who had 2 knives. And it was not a pleasant experience. Later on, 2 weeks later, a number of us spotted the mugger on the street, and we chased him. I mean, it was absolutely suicidal, but I wasn't from New York, so I thought that's what you're supposed to do. And we caught him, and we had him arrested, and we picked him out of a lineup, and we had to go down to the police station to file the reports, etc. So one of the policemen there had just been transferred from the Borough Park section in Brooklyn. So, and he asked me in all seriousness, he said, "What is the religious symbol of chandeliers?" Because he says, every Jewish home has a chandelier. So that's the confusion between lifestyle and belief. They don't always have to go hand in hand. But the Jews in the Austro-Hungarian Empire lived a different life because the Goyim lived a different life. The Austro-Hungarian Empire was far more wealthy, though not nearly as powerful as the Russian Empire. But the lower class in under the Austro-Hungarian Empire fared much better than the peasants did in Russia. And in Russia, whereas there was a very minuscule middle class, and in the Austro-Hungarian Empire in the 19th century, there was a large and powerful middle class. There also were the ideas of the Western world in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It was an open society in terms of ideas and culture. You had great art and music. Vienna was the capital of the world for culture, architecture. And because of that, the Jews who existed in that society, it gave them a different Weltanschauung, a different view of life. I'll discuss with you also later fact that in the 1800s, a great number of Hasidic Jews emigrated to Hungary. And you had a struggle within the Jewish community for 50, 70 years for control of the Jewish community between a number of different groups. The Hasidic group, the non-Hasidic but Orthodox group, who were called Ashkenazim because they basically came from Germany, and between the reformers, which